The topic today is morning delays. And the way I thought I would, I actually just did this workshop. I do a lunchtime series at a local corporation. They've actually got the world headquarters here called LexisNexis. You might be familiar with them. I do a lunchtime series there, and we did this topic just last month, and it was really fun. And so I thought I would actually do it the same way. The only thing is I won't have a flip chart. And so I am going to ask you to pull out a piece of paper and try to replicate what we come up with and to take notes while we go through today. Because what I thought we would do is in the process of from the point in time in which the first person in your household wakes up until everybody gets out the door to where they need to go, there's a lot of things that happen during that time. And so the first thing I want to do is just capture what all has to happen during that time. And we're going to make a list of what all has to happen. And then we're going to go through, we're going to kind of group those a little bit, categorize them a little bit, and go through, and you're going to get some tips. And we'll make sure that we cover the top five big problems, which are the kids that take forever to wake up, the kids that take forever to get ready. They just kind of dawdle and, you know, they get distracted. Or they are just out-and-out defiant, like they don't want to, they make up the lame excuses, all that kind of stuff. So we'll make sure that we cover all of those through the process. So first, let's see if we can capture what has to happen from the time, first thing is wake up, so I'm going to start the list with wake up, and then what happens from there? Let's try to progress this through. What all has to happen from then?
Get dressed.
Okay, dressed.
Teeth brushed.
Teeth brushed.
Eating breakfast.
Eat. What else?
Gather the things you need to leave.
Okay,
go
we've got
you.
Things like backpacks, books. Okay. Sometimes it's a matter of finding those, or that's where the problem can come in, is that sometimes those are lost. What else? I heard someone else starting to... Anything else? Okay. So if they are awake, dressed, have their teeth brushed, have eaten, have their backpacks, they're ready to walk out the door. Every now and then people will have some kind of a chore like making your bed. Sometimes that ends up on the list, but that might be an optional one that not everybody does. Then actually getting out the door and getting kids into the car, if you have to drive them somewhere, can be an additional challenge. So we'll do things like if you've got little ones, getting them into the car seat can be a hassle. Kids that are going to the bus, getting them to the bus stop. So we can talk a little bit about if kids miss the bus towards the end, when we get to the end of this list, we can go a little bit into if kids miss the bus stop or if kids fuss in the car seat. Let's see how our time is doing, and we can go into those additional problems if we have time towards the end. But let's see if we can just get through this morning routine. One of the things that we will be referring to, and other than our first-time caller, I think most of you are familiar with, and we covered this in the Misbehavior Teleseminar in April on misbehavior, that in the Parents Tool Shop, one of the really important questions that I teach you to ask whenever there's a problem behavior is to ask whether or not this misbehavior is unintentional or on purpose. And most of you who know the difference, and I'm going to ask if you can summarize so I'm not doing this all one directional, what's the main difference? How do you know if it's unintentional or on purpose? How do you tell that? Some of my graduates.
The child has shown that they've mastered the skill.
Okay.
Continuously.
Yes. So if they've consistently shown that they've mastered the skill, actually let me word it a different way. If they've not consistently shown that they've mastered the skill, the misbehavior is unintentional because they haven't mastered the skill. Therefore, we want to teach skills somehow in our response. It's on purpose if they have consistently shown that they do have the skills to do this, but for some reason are deliberately not doing what they're supposed to be doing or are deliberately misbehaving, in which case we then go to a second question, which is basically why. It's if this is intentional, on purpose, what purpose is it serving? And this goes back to Dreiker's four goals, attention, power, revenge, or giving up. That's a really, really small, tiny little nutshell summary, but we're going to be referring back to that because a lot of what happens in the morning routine, you've got to figure out, first of all, if the reason things aren't going smoothly is a PU problem or a PO, an unintentional because the child hasn't mastered the skills, or it's on purpose because it will affect how you respond.